Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. What a blessing tonight. Choir, be seated and you may please sit. I want to ask the ushers to be seated at this time. We are going to receive the servant of God shortly, but before he comes, let's welcome BDR to bless us with a song.
They think it's foolish what I'm gonna say. I'm not ashamed, no, not ashamed. One day I said, Jesus, take my sin away. And that's when I was born again. Change in me, born again, just like Jesus said, born again, and all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I've been born again. One man came to Jesus, John in chapter 3, and so afraid, oh, so afraid. Master, you're from God, I truly do believe. And Jesus said, be born again.
Tonight, the message of salvation is coming to us here in Marondera. Are you ready for what God is about to do? God's servant is ready. He's anointed and has a word for you and for me. If you are ready, rise to your feet tonight and let's receive Evangelist Daniel Mills tonight.
To those who believe and say,
I believe
God's word is still the same.
Lift your hand if you expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
But with God, nothing is impossible. your chest right now. Miracles are taking place right now. I am the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord.
Sickness is right now. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for miracles right now. Receive your healing right now. Power of God is here tonight. Whatever curse is working in your life, Jesus is healing you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand, everyone, and thank God for miracles. Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Can somebody hear noise in the, there's noise in the thing.
Hallelujah. Right now, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of Marondera for welcoming us to your beautiful city. How many know that Zimbabwe is a beautiful country? You need to travel to see that your country is a very beautiful country.
Chekutanga ndoda kuti tinotenda kuvafundisi vemarondera vangane vanoziva kuti Zimbabwe yakanaka. Zvinototora kuti ushanye kune dzimwe nyika kuti ugona kuti nyika inoyi yakanaka.
So we thank you for your welcoming us for this campaign, and we say God bless you and increase the church and bless you financially in every way in Marondera. Amen.
Saka tinokutendai nekuti chingamidza kereke dzenyu ngadziropafadzwe. Zvemari zvenyu ngazviropafadzwe. Muropafadzwe panzira dzose mumarondera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also thank the government.
Tinotenda zvakare hurumende
for supporting the crusade.
Nekutsigira vhuserere.
Tonight,
manherano,
my message is entitled Good News and Bad News. Tell somebody good news and bad news. Since it is Christmas time, we are reading from Matthew chapter 2. Good news and bad news. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, He was troubled and all Jerusalem with him.
Zvino Herode akati achizvinzwa wakashungurudzika iye neJerusalem rose.
I want everybody tonight to turn your eyes this way. Look into the sky. You can see one bright light. That is Venus.
Ndoda kuti mese mutarise mucheuke makatadza kwandakatadza ruoko. Muone nyeredzi iyo inopenya iyo. Zita rayo ndo ratarwa rinonzi Venus.
Yeah. You can tell a star, and Venus is the bright one. You can see these stars and planets. In those days, they were more experienced in seeing stars. But right there tonight, you can see alone. It's not blinking. If it was a star, it would be blinking, but it's not blinking. That's Venus.
Iyo yakanyatso penya yakati pa ndo Venus haisi kupwaira pwaira ndo yacho Venus iyo.
So in those days they didn't have compasses, but they used these things to know what to do, where to go.
Zvino mazuva iwayo vavasina zvinoratidza kuti votora nzira inonangepi asi vaiona nyeredzi voziva zvira.
And many of the stars are more mysterious than you can imagine, because Jesus Christ may even be one of the stars we are seeing, because Bible says he's the bright and morning star.
Zvino kana takutaura pamusoro penyeredzi pane zvakavanzika pamusoro pazvo nekuti Bhaibheri rinoti Jesu Kristu ndiye nyeredzi yamangwanani zvakare.
And some of the stars are so far, they are measured in what we call light years. One light year is 6 trillion miles. But what it means is that if it is one light year, it means when you see it, you are seeing what it took, it looked like 1 year ago. It's now that the light has reached you. So we have some of the stars which are 400 light years away. That means when you are seeing it today, you are seeing it what it looked like in 1616. That's 400 years ago. It has taken 400 light years for the light from the star to come to the earth. It's so far. Wow! Do you know how big stars are? One of the biggest stars they found, it's so big that you see just a spot, but they've measured it and it's massive.
Munoona kune imwe nyeredzi yakapimwa kukura kwayo. Isitinongoona sekunge kadonwe ipapa asi iri mutumba pakukura.
It will take Zimbabwe Airways 12 hours to go to London, maybe 10 hours, and Zimbabwe Airways will take another 12 hours to go around the earth and come back to Zimbabwe. So about 24 hours for one plane to go around the earth.
Saka zvinogona kutorera ndege yedu yemuno muZimbabwe maawa 10 kubva pano tonopinda ku London. Kuzotenderera kupota nyika yose yotora maawa 24 namana.
And Zimbabwe Airways travels at 1,000 kilometers per hour. Your car is 80 kilometers per hour. Zimbabwe Airways is 1,000 per hour. And it takes 24 hours to go around the earth at top speed.
Zvino ndege inenge ichifamba 1,000 kilometers per hour. Idzo mota dzedu dzimwe dzinoita ma80. Asi iyo inenge ichifamba pakumhanya saizvozvo kuti itenderere nyika kwemaawa 24 namana.
Hey, hey. But you see that star, if you were to take a plane and go around the star, one of the stars, some of them are so big, it would take 1200 years to cross the star, to go around the star, 1200 years. It takes Zimbabwe Airways 24 hours, one day. But to take that same plane and cross, it will take 1200 years to go over the star. That's how big the stars are.
Zvino dai ndege yaizonzi inganobuda kubva kune rimwe rutivi kuenda kune rimwe rutivi ichifamba kuti ipfuure nyeredzi zvaitorera 1200 years.
Stars are wonderful things, and the wise men in those days were able to see stars, and they saw Jesus' star, a star which meant that Jesus Christ was somewhere, and they followed it. You don't know how to follow stars, but the stars can tell you which direction.
Zvino vachenjeri venguva vaigona kuverenga nyeredzi ndokuona nyeredzi yakataura nezvaJesu yavakateera iwe haugoni kudziverenga nyeredzi asi ukagona dzinogona kutokuratidza nyango warasika kwekuenda nako.
Good news and bad news.
Nau dzakanaka nedzakaipa.
The coming of Jesus Christ is good news to some people and bad news to some people.
Uya kwemwanakomana waMwari inhau dzakanakira vamwe asi dzakaipira vamwe zvakare.
The coming of Jesus is good news to wise men. Wise men follow Jesus. You are a fool if you don't follow Jesus.
Nau dzakanaka dzinovinga vanonzi vakachenjera dzekuuya kwaJesu. Kana uchiteera Jesu ndiwe munhu akapepuka nekupengenuka. Asi kana usingateere Jesu urifusa dutu zere.
Wow. What? Listen, what type of people went to follow Jesus Christ? Wise men or fools? What were the fools doing? No fool follows Jesus. The fool says there is no God.
Wow!
What a shock! Wise man, ask your neighbor, are you a wise man? Are you wise? Wise man follow Jesus Christ. When the news of Jesus was breaking news, Jesus Christ arrives on earth. When breaking news that Jesus was killed, wise people said, wow, let's go and look for Jesus Christ.
Nau dzachitiridza dziri nhau dziri kupisa kuti Jesu wauya panyika. Vachenjeri vakati regai tinoteera Jesu.
In every school, when they are doing exams,
zvino muchikoro chega chega kana vari pakunyorwa kwebvunzo,
the wise people are glad that exam time has come, but the fools are not happy that exams have come.
Zvino vakachenjera vanofarira kuti nguva yebvunzo yasvika, asi vasingazive madofo vanonzwa vachisuva.
Now, the wise men were not the only people who had the breaking news. A wicked man called Herod the king had heard these things, and when he heard, he was troubled. And all Jerusalem was with him. It was bad news to Herod.
Zvino vachenjera vasi vega vakanzwa nhau yaJesu. Asi zvakare umwangu ipi ainzi Herod akanzwa nauti mwechete itotu panzipenu tafare taka mshunguruta tika mteme samsoro iye na Jerusalem arezi.
Bad news.
Nauta kaipa.
When you don't know God, it is bad news when you die.
Kana usikazie mari inauta kaipa kwasu kana ukafa.
I have been to the funerals of wise men and fools.
Dakaenda kurufu rwema penzi nerakachenjera.
One day, I met a young man who said, I don't believe in God. I look at him like this. He said, there's no God.
Hey!
He said, I will prove to you that I don't believe in God. He said, all you say about God, the devil, is not true. And I'll prove it to you. He said, I'm going to get married. And when I have a child, I will call my child
Lucifer.
Because there is nothing like the devil. Yes. I will call my child Lucifer. Because there is no devil. It's just in your mind.
Hey!
Can you imagine such a fool speaking? Such a person, when he is dying, will be troubled. Herod was a politician who was a wicked man. Many politicians don't fear God. They just tell lies, and they even want pastors to join them to tell their lies and sing their foolish song.
Zvino Herodi waiva wematongerwe enyika wakaipa kwazvo asi neina Mwari sezvakaita wematongerwe enyika vakawanda havanei nezvamwari vanotoda kukwezva nevafundisi kuti vapinde muudununu neufusa ihwohwo.
Yeah, in many countries, pastors are forced to pretend as though they are supporting politicians and have to tell this. They want the pastor to tell the same lies and approve of nonsense. But a pastor does not have to follow a wicked politician. In the book of Malachi, the Bible speaks about the covenant of a Levite. And a Levite is supposed to speak the truth, not supposed to speak political things.
Zvino kubhuku yaMaraki kunotaurwa sungano yomurefi. Chimwe chezvinhu murefi ngava anotaura chokwadi kwete zvine chekuita nematongerwo enyika.
And Herod, who was a wicked politician, called the wise men privately and inquired diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. But he was lying. He did not want to worship Jesus.
Zvino nekaverevere, Herode wakazodaidza vachenjere kumabvazuva. Akati nyatsondiudzai, iyo nyeredzi yacho maiona nguvai. Zvino endai Jerusarema, munomutsvaka. Kana mamuwana, muuye naye. Ndinoda kumunamata. Izvo dzaiva nhema.
And when they came into the house, they saw the young child, Jesus, with his mother, and they worship him and presented offerings and gifts. Wise men bring offerings and gifts to those, the servants of the Lord. And being warned in a dream that they should not return it, God told his man, this is a wicked man. Don't go to him. Don't listen to what he's saying. Don't agree with him. Run away from him, and they departed to their own country another way.
Shino wakati wa shika Jerusalema wakawana mwanari mumba wakasulungura sposaro wakamupa unaona kuti vachenjeni vanopa sipo vanosiya shakanaka zvekuita vakazoyambirwa zvikanzi musadzokera kune uya wakaipa Herode endai neimwe nzira vakaienda neimwe nzira kunyika yavo.
And the Bible says that when Herod saw that he was mocked by the wise men had made a fool of him, he was exceedingly wroth and killed all the children that were in Bethlehem from 2 years old and under. This shows you that this is a wicked man. He has killed every child, everybody's child. 2 years. Can you imagine if somebody come to Marondera and say, every child in Marondera bring for killing. We are killing babies here. We are killing babies. It's a wicked politician.
Zino Herod wakazota aona kuti waitwa furusa nevachenjeri. Wakariruka nehasha ukauraya vana vose vaive nemakore maviri zvichidzika. Munhu akaipa zvakadii anokokera vanhu vose nzvimbo yese kuti ngavaurawe uyu akaipa.
Now, wicked people must be very careful. That is why they are always not happy when you preach the gospel and the truth. Many years ago, I was in school. I used to go and preach at dawn, like 5 o'clock in the morning, I would wake the people and preach the gospel.
Zino makore mashinja apura, ndichiri kuchikoro, ndaiparidza mambakwedza, zvishinji nguva dzeshanu, kumutsa vanhu, nemharidzo ndichivaparidzira.
There were wicked people also in the school at that time.
Kwaive nevanhu vakanga vakashatawo zvakare panguva iyoyo pachikoro.
When I would come to preach, one of the wicked boys put on his music sound system very loud so that even when I preach, I cannot hear my own words.
Zino, umwe wakomana vakanga varitsura muromo, nhungu nenharadada, akaipa, vaiti pandaiparidza, voisa rusha rweredhiyo, kuti neni nhangwe zvandinotaura, ndinorega kuzvinzwa.
All wicked people must be careful because the coming of Jesus is bad news for them. One day I met a wicked man somewhere and I told him, you need Jesus. Hey, he got angry. He said, I am going to attack you. He started karate. He was coming to fight with me. Hey!
Ndakaenda kune imwe nzvimbo ndikasangana neumwe munhu anga akaipa. Ndikamuti Jesu anokuda. Uya kaunamate iye ndokutsamwa. Akatanga kuita zvekurwa. Akati ndinokukuvadza siyana neni.
Hey! Hey! So I told him, do not shout and quarrel, but he told me, I want you to know Mr. Pastor Man, huh? I want you to know Mr. Bishop Man, huh? You evangelist man, you preacher man, I want you to know I don't quarrel, I beat people.
Iwe kamvangeri iwe ina ndikakavara ndinorova noku shaka davan.
So when he told me that he would beat me, I became afraid because he was very tall.
Zino paka taula na uyo kuroma. Inindaka vandashka na kutuwa ile. Wende fire room.
A few months later, I saw him, I think it was in January, in New Year. And when I saw him in the New Year, it was like January 7th, January 8th, I wanted to tell him again, you need Jesus. But I remembered that he said he would beat me. So instead of preaching to him, I said to him, Happy New Year.
Mukorera intera kunana ndira ikoguku ndira sware chinomwe ikoguku ndokuda kuti ah Jesu anokuda ndomuzorakarira kuti ah ndingarowa ndikaisiya ndikati gore tsvarakanaka mukuru wa
hey. A few months after January
papera mwedzi mishoma kubva muna ndira
this man became sick
uyu murume.
The man who said he would beat me. And he was admitted in the hospital. The sickness went from bad to worse. Suddenly, he saw that he was dying. And he told his friend, do you know evangelist Dag Heward Mills? Can you find his number and call that I need him?
Dag Heward Mills. Dinoda number yabo, dinoda kutaura na.
They called me several times. All wicked people should be very careful. Please come to the hospital to save me, to pray for me. I told my friend, do you think it is true that this man is calling me today? But he kept calling. Not he himself, his assistant was calling because he was in almost in coma. Before he died, before we could go there, he was dead. And before he died, he was screaming in the hospital. Look at them. He could see demons. They're coming for me. They're coming. He was screaming in the hospital. Wicked people. The Bible says in Psalm 19 verse 7, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Jesus told us the story of a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen. Every day he was very conscious of his dressing.
Zino Jesus akatutsa nawo yemphumi waiteka numbishara dzinotsvedzera waitozviona kuti ndachena zuva rimwene rimwe.
This was look, he was dressed in purple like this.
Akapfeka numbishara sezvizvi
and fine linen.
Ne dzinotsvedzera.
And he fed sumptuously every day. Every day he was eating meat, shrimps, fish, chicken, octopus.
Sula
And there was a beggar, and the name of the beggar was, all of you listen to this, oh. There was a beggar called Lazarus, and Lazarus was full of sores. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. He had sores all over his legs. And the Bible says, desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. He would beg the rich man, give me some of your shrimps, some of your fish, your chicken, meat. I beg you, bread. And he had sores.
See,
all over. And dogs came to lick because in the morning, juices were coming out of the sores, yellowish, you know, like phlegm, you can stretch it, yellowish, greenish, with blood mixture and brown, and the skin came off, and it was all over. And when he was sleeping in the morning, he woke up and so many dogs, all the area dogs, brown dogs, black dogs, white and black, brown and black, big ones, small ones, half size, pregnant dogs, feeding, all were coming. Hey!
Shino, kwakaita murombo ainzi Lazaro akanga ane maronda. Uyu mfunai mukumbira donde pao chinyama. Kodi kurewa hako chingwa, iya iti tana kuramba. Shino, shinonzi maronda Lazaro. Akai buda urwa, ne maropa, ne simpura. Shino, shaimu neza, impa shiji zaita akarara. Zaiuya, uute matsuku zipope. Zichiuya, zichinacha marondaya. Ay!
The poor man had no money to go to the hospital, so the dogs were his nurses. The dogs were his nurses.
Uyumurombaka kasina mari yekwenda kuchipatara. Mbukandoza adziri vana mukoti vake.
One day, the man must, as a doctor, I know what happened was that he developed fever. And one day, he was probably shaking with a heart rate of 170 and he died. He died. The poor man died. But the Bible says, when the poor man died,
as a piper not,
when you die, you wake up immediately. And when he woke up, the Bible says that angels came around him. Angels came around and escorted him to heaven. Angels came for him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you know Jesus, when you know God, when you fear God, when you die, you go straight into the arms of Jesus. But the rich man, the Bible says, he did not fear God. Like Herod, a wicked man. He had a lot of girlfriends. Come, 1, 2, 3, 4. I need 4 girlfriends. Come on, stay. And the rich man, he was smoking every day, drinking whiskey. And girlfriends, come girlfriends.
Baskana.
Woo! The rich man was having a good time. The rich man was enjoying. Wow. But one day, the rich man had a heart attack. And he died. Girlfriends, you run away. When the rich man is dying, run away. And the rich man got up. But go and read your Bible. No angels came for the rich man. Why should an angel be sent to come for you? Demons. All the demons in the environment. Hey. And the rich man. My God. My God.
My
God. The rich man, woke up. Oh no. No. And he went down into hell. And he disappeared into hell. He went down to hell. He went down
to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happened to wicked people. People who don't fear God. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens. And the Bible says in hell, he was tormented by these same devils. The devils were tormenting him. Oh God. And he was suffering. Oh no. No. And many wicked people are suffering in hell. They are tormented. No. 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 They are suffering in hell. Tormented. You people don't know why Jesus Christ came to the world. It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. Listen to me, my friends. Jesus Christ came to this world because anytime somebody dies in Marondera, this is what happens. This is it. They go down or they go up. You, when you die, you go up or you go down. Depend on who you are. You are sitting here fooling with God. You think God is a fool. God is not a fool. Oh yeah. Wicked men. Politicians. They play the fool with God. You think God is a fool. And the rich man went down to hell. And in hell. In hell. He saw Abraham. Far. And he saw Lazarus. Lazarus was, give me my chair. Lazarus was enjoying. Lazarus was drinking. Lazarus was having, Lazarus has suffered, so he was being pampered by the angels. Angels.
Gosh.
He was enjoying now. Oh, angels. Can you take a photograph? I want to send it to my relatives back home in Marondera. Lazarus was having a great time.
Lazarus.
Yes. And the rich man saw him far away. And he cried, Father Abraham,
Abraham,
I beg you,
you know,
have mercy.
It's great, God.
And Abraham said, no.
Look,
when you go to hell, everything you ask, the answer is no.
Bodo.
They said, I beg you for mercy. He said, no mercy. Mercy is finished. No more. Then he said, I'm thirsty. I've never been thirsty all my life on earth. I've never been thirsty. I beg you, can I have Lazarus? Can you send, you see, rich people are used to sending people. So when he saw Lazarus, he said, oh, send him, call him now. Tell him, come, go. He did not ask for a bottle. There is a place. They don't ask for a bottle. They don't ask for glass. One drop of water. I beg you for one drop. There's a place. He said, let him tap. One drop.
Don't worry,
you think hell is a joke? That's why Herod was troubled. When he heard of Jesus, he knew that his judgment was coming. A murderer, a wicked man. Many politicians are wicked men. They are thieves and liars. Then Lazarus, Abraham said, you want water? Answer, no. Then he said, please send Lazarus. He was now becoming an apostolic evangelist. He said, please send Lazarus on evangelistic mission to my 5 brothers in Harare. They are just like me. They are behaving like me. I know from my behavior why I came here. My brothers are just like me. Do you know that many people, their brothers and sisters are the same behavior? And Abraham said, no. They have the prophets. They have pastors. Let the prophets tell them. Prophets, you are supposed to be preaching about hell and heaven and warning people. Not only preaching about money every day and prosperity. You are supposed to preach about hell. Good news and bad news. Good news for the wise people. And bad news for wicked people. Judgment day is coming. That's why God sent me here. To warn you. And to tell you. To bow your knee to Jesus Christ. If you don't bow your knees now, you will bow it on your way to hell. That is why God sent his son Jesus to come and die on the cross, to pay for your sins and my sins. God has not yet condemned you. John chapter 3 and verse 17. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. God did not send Jesus to condemn you. No, you are not condemned. But that the world through him might be saved. If you open your heart to Jesus and you turn away from your sins, you can be saved and your name can be in the book of life. So many years ago I met Jesus and I gave my life to him. I turn around from my wicked ways and I decided to follow Jesus. Tonight Jesus is knocking at your heart. You open your heart to him today. Stop fooling with your friends. Stop fooling with your friends. One day I told somebody, give your life to Jesus. He said, oh, I want to go to hell. I'm going to dance with Bob Marley and other people in hell. Let me tell you, there is no electricity in hell.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised the Bamale is not there. Yeah. Because he was sick for a long time before he died. Maybe he gave his life to Jesus. You may think I am going to fool with some other people. When you get there, you find out, huh, they went to heaven and you came to hell. On the night before Jesus died, he took his cup. He said, this is my blood I'm going to donate tomorrow for the washing of the sins of the whole world. Tonight, is Jesus good news for you or bad news for you? Then it means you are wise. Then it means you are wise. When you are not ready for the exam, it is bad news. Tonight, I hear a knock. Jesus is knocking at your heart. I want to come in. Will you open your heart to him today? If you are here tonight and you want to be like the wise man, then lift up your hand and stand up with your hand up like this. And I'm going to pray with you. Wow. Say this prayer, Jesus.
Jesus.
If you've lifted your hand, if you don't want Jesus, put your hand down. But if you want him, lift your hand up. At the back, everywhere. This is the holy moment. Don't speak to anyone. Do not walk. Say this prayer after me. Jesus Christ. Thank you for dying for me, a wicked person in Marondera, watching by television. I know I am wicked. I am a sinner. But tonight, I lift up my hand and I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Change my life. Wash away my sins with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I love you. I thank you for what you have done for me. Oh God, I know I deserve to go to hell. But tonight, I lift up my hands. I ask you for mercy. Forgive me, Jesus, for all my sins. Come into my heart. Take over my life. Take over my life. Tonight, I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Tonight, register me. Write my name. I want you to write my name. Say it out loud. I want you to write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, my name is. Mention your name. My name is. Please write this name in the book of life. From tonight, I am yours. Lift your two hands and wave to Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus. I am yours. From tonight, I belong to you, Lord. And I will serve you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your finger like this, just one finger. And say after me, Satan. Satan. Listen very carefully tonight. From today, I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. Satan, I reject you from tonight. I refuse you. I refuse your wickedness. I refuse your lies. I refuse your evil. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I reject you. I rebuke you. I curse you. I drive you away from my life forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and say, I love you, Jesus. From tonight, I belong to you. I am now your servant. I am now belonging to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. Hey. I'm going to lead you in a special covenant. I believe God is going to help everyone in this place. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If you are here tonight and you are going to seek God first from today, I want you to put your hand on your heart and make an agreement with God. I am going to seek God first from tonight, and God will add all things to me according to his promise. Everybody, pray if you are going to make that agreement with God tonight. Make that agreement with God tonight. Make that agreement with God tonight. Oh yes. Yes, Lord. From tonight, we belong to you. We will seek you first. First. And all things shall be added. Now lift your hand and thank God that all things, whether money, job, everything, is going to come now to your life as you seek God first. Father, thanks for your blessing. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Hallelujah.
Regaiti namate mnamato mchishona. Titi ishe Jesu. Dinoda kukutendai. Manerwano. Ndanzwa na utza kanaka. Dino saruta. Semu chenjen. Kukunamatai. Kukuterai. Kwema zuese upenyo wangu. Ndapota Ishe Jesu. Pindai mumoyo mangu. Uwe Ishe. Na mambo. We upeni wangu.
Yes.
Ile gerere isos.
Yes.
Shanda kakutatirai.
Yes.
Ile chisikwa chicha. Ile mwana wenyu. Iwe Satan. Mwese China. Inokuramba.
Yes.
Inokutuka.
Yes.
Inokutinga. Nesi jana Jesus.
Thank you Jesus.
Dada wa mwari.
Thank you Jesus.
Inokutendai Jesus nakudirekerera. Farira Jesus manerado. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jesus.
Right now, it's time for miracle healing. Put your hand wherever your problem is. Jesus is touching your life tonight. Father, thank you for your blessing tonight. Thanks for your healing tonight. Touch many people today with your great power in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal the sick, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord. Do great miracles. Thanks. Thanks for your power that is flowing in this place. Wherever you are tonight, maybe you came with a pain. Maybe you came with a sickness. Maybe you had a problem. Tonight is the last night of that problem. Because I'm going to pray for you, and God is going to touch your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father,
Baba,
I pray now for miracles.
Minana.
Touch every life here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Touch every single eye. Bone, leg,
makumbo,
every aspect of everyone here tonight. Thank you for miracles. So many miracles tonight. Somebody here, you couldn't walk. God's power is touching you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Something wonderful is happening. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. If you are tormented by devils in any way, the Bible says, when even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast the spirits out with his word. At this very moment, as I speak, devils, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out of them now! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! In the name of Jesus, devils are coming out of people right now. You are being set free now. 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 It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Many people are being set free right now. Every demonic power that is at work is broken in your life. Put your hand on your heart right now. Something is coming out of you. Something is coming out. Receive it now. Receive it now. Bring them to me quickly. Quickly in the front here. Something is coming out of you. Put your hand on your heart. I command every type of devil, unclean spirit, come out. Come out. Now. Now. Release the people. Release the people. Release the people. Come out now. Put your hand on your head now. Put your hand on your head. Flying devils are coming out. Wicked pets. Bats, unclean bats, unclean spirits, are coming out. Satan, I bind your power. Serpents, are coming out of people now. I see a snake. It's coming out. Come out. Dragons. Serpents. Bats. Devils. Unclean spirits. By the blood. By the name. Jesus. The Savior of the world. Come out. Chipala, come out of them now. Go out. Everybody pray. Yes. Pray, everybody, pray. Something is happening. Serpents are coming out. Devils are coming out. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Lift your hands right now. Something is happening. Oh yes.
Hey.
You are the Lord. They have been forced to come out. Quickly, right here, at the back, wherever, anybody screaming, falling, devils are coming out of them. That's what the Bible says. Bring them to the front. God's power is here. The name of Jesus is working. He cast out the spirits with his word. Yes. Scorpions. Are coming out. I cast you out. Serpents. I cast you out. Fish spirits. Marine spirits. Underwater creatures. Come out of the people. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Right now. Come this way. Where are you? Right now, power of God is here.
Yes, no,
whatever sickness you have. Somebody is being healed in the eyes right now. Somebody is
being healed.
It's very powerful. Yes, yes. 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 Father, I thank you. Somebody is receiving a stomach healing right now. Somebody is receiving a stomach healing now. Somebody is receiving a stomach healing. Somebody could not walk. Start walking now. Start walking now. Start walking right now. Somebody had pain. Pain is ending. Jesus is setting you free. Satan, your power is finished. Your power is finished in this life. From tonight, a change has come. Father, I thank you for so many miracles tonight. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, lift your hand like this. If God has touched you, yes. God has done many things. If God has healed you, wherever you are, if God has done something, maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. And Jesus has healed you. I want you to come to the front. Come to the side here. And I'm going to pray with you. If God has done something for you, God has healed you tonight. We are just going to take a few testimonies. Many, many miracles are happening in Zimbabwe.
Come.
If God has touched you, come to the front. I need to pray with you again. There are many, many miracles tonight. Step back from the stage. You were sick, but God has done something. Come now. I want to pray for you. I want to take your testimony. There are so many miracles. There is great healing and great joy in Marondera. Oh yes. You may not believe it, but wonderful things are happening. Yes. Give me a bucket. Should leave. Nobody. If you leave now, it is not a blessing. I tell you. Do not go now, because I'm going to pray the final prayer for Marondera.
Amen.
Do not leave now. I'm telling you. Now, listen. How many want me to pray for you for a financial miracle as well? I am going to pray. When I leave this town, God's power is going to create new jobs and new blessings, and money is going to come. Now, Nobody should leave now, I'm telling you. If you go now, it's not a blessing. I know what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to do something. I'm going to pray over a special seed. I know these people have taken offerings. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a financial miracle of blessing. Amen. And I want you to sow a seed to carry Healing Jesus Convoy from here to Mutare and to South Africa, more than 1,500 kilometers. We are going to buy fuel. Amen. And everybody who sows into that seed, God is going to multiply and carry you to an international destination.
Amen.
So I'm going to give everybody, including the pastors on stage, and I'll give me a bucket for just the pastors. I'm going to give you a special opportunity to sow a seed. As we take, there are so many miracles. Look, all these people are being healed. But as we are taking a few testimonies, let God touch you. And if you want to buy petrol, we don't need money. If you buy fuel, because all these cars and trucks is so much fuel. Look at that. As they are healed, God will heal your finances too. Do you believe what I am saying? How many believe what I'm saying? So I am going to put 5 buckets. Of this one, right in front here. If God touches your heart, sow a special seed tonight, and if you can buy fuel, one of the towns, the past, somebody just bought fuel, 100 liters, 1,000 liters, we prefer even. We are not looking for money, but we are saying sow a seed, it will affect your finance. If you believe in the financial miracle, lift your hand. And take your seed also, and you
can.
Father, touch every life as they sow this special seed. In Jesus' name I pray. Their finances will never be the same again. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Every demon that is eating your money, from today, its power is finished in your life. If God touches you, come to the front. There are buckets here. 1, 2, 3. You have only 4. I said I'm giving you 5 buckets.
5.
One on stage. 1, 2. Over there. Do what I'm saying, guys. Quickly. God is blessing. There are so many miracles. So many healings. Okay, all the buckets are here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, as well. For any of the pastors who want to give, it will be a blessing. Father, bless Marondera spiritually, soul, body, finance, job, family. I test the spirit of divorce and unhappy marriages in Marondera. Let peace come into every home. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, just walk. Bring the bucket back a little, please. Otherwise, there'll be a jam there. What is happening here?
Evangelist, this lady, this is her mother. She was cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed?
Yes, evangelist. this eye was looking that way, the other one that way.
One eye goes this way and one eye goes this way.
Yes.
And what happened to you?
Evangelist, after prayer, the mother looked at her and said, something has happened to your eye. Your eye is no longer like what it used to be.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it true, Mama?
Yes,
it's true.
What happened to your daughter's eye?
Ndine dambudziko mukati memba kwemakore akawanda. Baba vave uyu vanorwara asi takauya pana apa nezuro. Baba vacho havafambi kubva pana apa kusvika asi zvinezvi vakufamba vatafamba navo havana kumbozorora. Saka uyu musikana uyu nezuro pandakauya pana akaramba kuuya. Saka ndakarara nhasi ndangofunga ndega ndikati ah baba vemwana uyu naiye ndo vanorwara. Saka ini ndikaramba ndakarara zvakanzi tiuye kustadium na 7. Saka ndofanwa kumukira kumba kwake ndinomutora ndiende naye pamwe Mwari vanondibatsira. Saka makuseni ndamukira kumba kwake kuma 6.
Tonight, what happened tonight?
It's always right to come and run.
Ndova izo zvizvi tauya makuseni panapa. Ndauya naye makuseni saka takagara apa. Saka prophet vachinama.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Evangelist
are healed.
She had given birth to this baby and could not breastfeed for 3 months. No breast milk was coming. Immediately after the prayer, the breast milk started flowing.
Is it true? What happened to your breast? What?
No milk
was
coming out.
No milk was coming.
Yes.
And it's coming tonight.
Yes.
In the morning.
She started breastfeeding. Milk started coming after 3 months.
After 3 months.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Wait. This is her twin sister.
Okay.
She has also been healed tonight. She could not make a fist and open the palm.
Why?
Without pain.
Tell us.
Tell them to speak short, not long. But just quickly.
I could not turn my hand and I could not make a fist, but now I am healed.
Do it, let's see. Doctor, what makes you not turn your fist?
This is likely from tenosynovitis. Tenosynovitis
wow.
Typically causes this pain. Sometimes
wow.
Also rheumatoid arthritis.
Can cause
but
it.
God has touched
thank
her.
Thank you, Lord, in
so
Jesus'
twins
name.
Have been healed tonight.
Twins are
twins
healed.
Together.
These are twins. We are in look, we are in Marondera. These are twins.
Yes.
Are you identical twins? Identical.
Yes.
And identically, they got healed today on the same day. She was healed in her breast.
And I
gave birth, has not been able to breastfeed for 3 months. Suddenly, milk started coming. This one also had a baby because they are twins, so they have babies at the same time. And she could not clench her fist from, the doctor says, mention a big disease. But Jesus has healed all of them. Give the Lord a clap of Bidia, what is this?
Evangelist, for 4 years, this gentleman had back pain and pain in his leg.
Let him tell us. Let him tell us.
Disingagoni kufamba.
Chicha zoiti kama nirano.
Da, wakupama angwa nani. Makupama angwa ndazwa kunyele nuka. Dikatanga kufamba.
Yes.
Ushikira yezu, nondi kufamba nesoka tawa. Antina tini.
I had back pain and also my legs were heavy. But starting from morning, my legs became light.
Walk and let's see.
Now I'm healed.
Walk and let's see. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fast anointing. Fast.
She was healed in Kadoma, in the Kadoma campaign.
Kadoma.
Kadoma crusade.
What happened to you in Kadoma, my dear?
I was healed arthritis.
arthritis. Your knees?
Yes.
She couldn't kneel down.
You couldn't do what?
Kneeling.
Kneel, let's see. Wow.
You
couldn't do something like that. Stand up, my dear. Help her. Wow.
That is it.
God healed you. This lady has come all the way from Kadoma to stand here to tell us that she was healed of arthritis. What are they written there?
Healing Jesus campaign, Kadoma.
Kadoma. Wow.
Kadoma. And she's healed. Hey. So she's come to testify.
The Lord bless you.
Lord Jesus, I am. Lord Jesus, I am. Lord Jesus, I am. Lord Jesus, I am.
Impotence is being healed. All men,
we believe,
who are suffering from impotence.
Wow.
Lay your hands on your
chest.
It will go down. Lay your hand on your chest. Father, impotence, we declare its power is broken tonight in Jesus' name. Receive
power.
Olivia, what is it?
Evangelist has had a stroke since 2008.
Stroke?
Yes, could not lift the hand and was dragging the leg. Could not
let him tell us quickly. What happened exactly?
I had a stroke 2008. Now I want to drag in my leg. Now I came here and I met Jesus. Amen.
That's it. He said he could do nothing.
How were you walking before?
My father said dragging my leg like this.
Man had a stroke.
2008, evangelist.
He's been dragging his leg. And when were you healed? Tonight?
This morning.
This morning you came here.
This morning I came here.
And God touched you.
The early bird.
Wow. Lift your leg like this. This man was dragging his leg like this.
You were.
Give the Lord a mighty shout.
Lift Jesus higher. 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 Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
What is happening?
Evangelist, in March, this gentleman had an accident.
Accident.
And he could not walk without these. But tonight, evangelist, he's walking without these crutches.
Walk and let's see, brother. Walk and let's see.
Wahambanati.
Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
Now, is this a miracle to you?
Yes, it's a very big miracle.
Very big miracle.
I couldn't believe I could walk because I had arthritis and I had an accident and I broke my hip. So I was supposed to go for a hip replacement.
And tonight
I'm walking.
Oh, give the Lord a mighty clap. This is a very big miracle to this man. Let him walk, let him walk, let him walk. This is a miracle to this man. This is a miracle. He says, this is a big miracle. Some of you walk, come this way, my dear, come. You walk and you think it is normal for this man to walk like this. Hey, walk.
Fambai, Baba, fambai.
This is a big miracle. A big miracle. Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Give the Lord a shout.
Come this way. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, for 3 years, anytime she sees one person, she sees them in three.
Three?
Yes. That's how the eye was.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened to you? Please. When you see me, how many am I?
One.
But But before,
kukumashure chicha iti.
Kwa wana pa mwere 2, kana uti 3.
I could see sometimes 2 or 3 people.
Doctor, what is this? She looked at me and she sees 2 of me. Can you imagine 2 of me? When I walk, another one walks.
Kuhonga wanu wa hiri kuti ndu kufamba mwaru kufamba.
Doctor, what is this?
It's a condition called diplopia.
What?
Diplopia.
Diplopia.
Yes, from the weakness of the muscles around the eye.
And you see 2 people.
You see 2. You see one object appears double. So it's called double vision or diplopia.
Diplopia.
Yes.
This is diplopia. A doctor I brought from Ghana. He's a lecturer in the medical school and God is using him to explain many miracles. Thanks a million,
Jesus. Severe back pain healed tonight.
Pain is gone.
Yes.
God, the pain is gone.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, thank in you, Jesus', Jesus name.
6 years he had knee pain. He couldn't walk like this, evangelist. But tonight the power of God has healed him. Start.
Give the Lord a clap up. Olivia, Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, arthritis. She couldn't walk.
Tell her, let her tell us.
Hey. I came in the morning
and my legs were in pain. But when I was prayed for, my legs became light. I went home walking freely.
She was healed this morning.
She didn't left her stick.
She left her stick. This was her stick. Walk, Mama, let's see. Walk, walk, walk.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I'm
BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, since 2014, she noticed a lump around her umbilicus about the size of her fist with pain. Yesterday, the pain disappeared. Tonight, the lump has disappeared by the power of God.
Wow, is it true?
Yes.
What was there before?
There was a lump on my belly here. I could feel it and it was hard. Since 2014 in November. Last night, the pain disappeared. I slept well. I was well the whole day. Tonight, when you were praying, I was touching it and declaring, touching it, agreeing with you. And the lump disappeared. Now I cannot feel it at all.
Doctor, what could this be?
This could be a strangulated para-umbilical hernia.
Wow.
Yes. A strangulated para-umbilical hernia. Around the belly button. Yes.
Yeah, but
it becomes very hard and painful. And it began last night. The pain went and the mass has disappeared. This is a miracle.
Jesus, a mighty clap offering for us. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, 2007, she had a stroke. Paralyzed on this side. Could not lift the hand, could not lift the leg. Mama, lift your hand now.
She could not lift her hand.
I had stroke one side. I could not lift my hand, even my leg. But now, I can lift my hand now.
Oh, give Jesus a shout of hallelujah.
Come on and shout Jesus.
Heal tonight.
Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Everybody
lady has been bleeding continuously for 2 months.
What happened tonight?
After he started praying, I went outside and I went to check. The blood had stopped. 2 months.
Blood has stopped.
Yes.
How long was the blood coming for?
2 months.
Continuously.
Blood stopped, yes. And I was feeling a lot of pain in my stomach.
Wow. Doctor, what could be causing this?
This could be from a polycystic ovarian syndrome or a degenerating uterine fibroid. Cervical masses, tumors can also cause persistent bleeding. Cervical carcinoma can also cause persistent bleeding.
Wow.
But the power of God has touched her and she's free tonight.
Jesus, thank you for your power tonight. Olivia, what is happening?
He was run over by a car, evangelist.
A car drove over him.
A car drove over him. From then on, was he had to use these. And now he's standing and he's walking.
He's standing and he's walking.
That's his wife.
Wow. This man was a car. What type of car drove over you?
Yes,
I was run over by a car when I was coming from work.
Wow. I block every accident in your life,
in
every
the name of Jesus.
Accident.
We believe it.
In Jesus' name.
We believe
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your power in Jesus' name. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady has had heavy feet and a tremor for several years.
Tremor.
But tonight, she noticed
what
that she could
to you? What happened to you, ma'am?
To her granddaughter.
Granddaughter. She had heavy feet. Tremor. What happened?
This is my grandmother. She has been having trauma for 15 years. Now when you were praying for healing, she just got healed. Her feet were heavy. She couldn't walk properly. She was using this stick. Now she says she can walk properly.
Wow. Walk and let's see, Mama.
Fambai to me, Mama. Fambai.
Wahamanate. Wahamanate.
Evangelist, she has surgery for cancer.
Cancer of what?
And the
brain tumor.
Yes, and they operated her. After that, she also had epileptic seizures, so she kept falling and her back.
Most of my teeth, I don't have them.
Why don't you have your teeth?
Because I fall down.
You fall down on your face.
Yes.
She has the seizures only on eighth of every month. Eighth, and today is eighth, Evangelist.
You have what?
The seizures. What is?
The fifth.
Okay, the fifth.
It comes when?
When
does it happen?
Eighth of every month. Every month. At the end of every month.
You have convulsions.
Yes. And I'll chew my tongue.
You chew your tongue.
Yes.
And you fall on your face.
Yes.
And your teeth are gone.
Yes.
You see, Satan is wicked. You see, pastors, we have to pray for people.
Satan
is hurting people.
I've done quite some.
And you had a tumor, they cut your brain open.
And I don't have any relative.
You don't have any relative?
Yes, because they didn't want me for this problem.
They didn't want you. But Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus says, come to me all ye, watch out! Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father, thanks for your mercy for this healing. Touch her life, Lord, in Jesus' name.
healing Jesus.
Chest pain healed tonight.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Chest pain healed tonight.
Thanks. There are so many miracles tonight, and God wants me to lay hands on all these people. I'm going to lay hands on all of them. The power of God is going to touch them. God wants me to lay. Bible says, and they came to hear him and to be healed, and he laid his hands on every one of them. And I'm going to lay hands on every one of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Receive your healing.
To see this man from Galilee.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leading fools astray.
Yet many kneeled
to give him praise.
Thanks.
And in his eyes they glimpsed the power.
Thanks.
That
Thanks, Jesus.
The heart of all men.
Yes, Lord.
For he knows the Father's voice.
Thanks, Jesus.
He speaks his Father's word.
Oh, yes.
When he comes.
Thank you.
In the name
Thank you.
Of the
Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you. Gently. Gently. Thank you, Jesus.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There is power in the name of the Lord.
There's hope in the name of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
And when
my strength is nearly gone,
when there's nothing left to do,
when there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on you,
but just depend on you,
and the power of your name. Jesus.
And the power of your name.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
strength, too weak to show. We can know the Master's plan, extend the Master's hand. When we come in the name of the Lord, oh, and there is strength.
The name of the Lord, the name.